Good evening, I'm Sandy Crevice, and I don't think that's fair.
I'm your Harkness, and you are not the one sitting on it.
Well, I for one think that the sensors are way too sensitive.
Well, if you ask me, it's the tech monkey who's too sensitive. Here's the headlines.
Pilots take to the slopes as they declare they're far from bored.
Cheerleading car guys take time for barnacles.
Too hot, too messy, update 15.
Orthodontist to orthodontist, Vemlock aims to keep you clean.
It's a stretch like you've never seen before.
After a week off, it's time for the BGS.
First this evening, we're starting with a little sports news. Whilst all the dangerous-looking and sounding shenanigans are going off in the galaxy, sometimes it's worth taking a little time for leisure. And what's more leisurely than tuning in the television to one of the dangerous sports channels to see people doing astonishing stunts competitively, in the hopes, of course, that one of them is going to come a cropper and everyone can cheer. This week sees the opening of applications to enter the Galactic Hoverboard Stunt Championships. Held on a relatively low G world, and using the latest in load lifting and high-speed tech, competitors go racing down steep escarpments, performing stunts, jumps, loops and tricks to the amazement of the crowd. The scoring systems are complex, but last season's winner, Alec Turner, appears to be the bookies' favourite to win the downhill speed race, the hoverboard to orbit jump challenge, and the slalom. Fresh entrant this year, Commander Wotherspoon, has been seen sporting the latest board technology, sponsored by the Pilots Federation, along with a very fetching livery. He's hoping his big air and gnarly low-G tricks will be enough to impress the judges. There are no confirmations yet as to where the board veteran, Ada Lewis of Lave Radio, will be reprising his stunt routine from 7 years ago, clad in his orange onesie and performing everything from a low-G triple Lutz to his inimitable crashing sidewinder signature trick. The last attempt won him the gold at the Galactics and a trip to the infirmary for traction. But after several years of therapy, everyone's eager to see him return. Hutton have been offered a place in the championships, though as the boards have no trucks, and Hutton's all about trucks, we're not sure if the entire episode will end in plaudits and prizes, or a quick "Oops, I've got red on me," and shouts of "Medic!"
Rumours of impending doom are still impending, and the pending arrival of whatever it is that's heralded by those big super space swirly starboard things is very much at the forefront of everyone's minds. Fresh from the unbelievably bleeding obvious translation of the Thargoid roar as "Hang on, we're on our way," it appears that Tharg the Mighty's mighty minions have formed a cheerleading team who have stopped for victuals en route to the bubble. The California and Coalsack nebulas are literally littered with barnacle sites and, as everyone knows, Thargoids and little Tharglets are often to be found popping in for a quick barnacle mariners and a glass of ammonium chloride, sugar-free of course, for the kids. It appears that, unlike previous incursions, these Thargoids are just there to take in the sights and for a quick snack of... A quick snack, as of yet, they've not translated, did not trash the place, burned anything or attacked the locals, which Professor Palin has postulated is proof positive that they are not football fans. How they behave when they enter the truly inhabited human space is anyone's question, but many systems have been boarding up their windows, closing early for the weekend, and indeed have the anti-zero hotline on speed dial. Our recommendation, in keeping with Hutton's oft-quoted mantra of "be excellent to each other," is that unless the Thargoid is actively trying to eat your face, stick its probe somewhere uncomfortable, or spread green goo all over your ship, then stay well clear and do whatever you do, don't scream, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, as it's very likely that they are. Rumours that the successors to Salvation and Azimuth are coming up with gigantic space equivalents of a rolled up newspaper and a big slipper with which to issue a wicked whacking are as of yet unconfirmed, though we did see a prototype of a meta alloy powered hand cannon in a local store. Well, it was a green Nerf gun, but they had a really good marketing.
Too Hot, Too Messy has now been going for 15 weeks, and with update 15, we're now one ahead of Odyssey. Ha, go us. Of course, you'll know by now that Too Hot, Too Messy is the Hutton-led initiative to deliver mugs and Centauri Megajin to every single station in the galaxy. This week, commanders have continued to drop off mugs and gin and have done this more than 36,000 times. Delivery numbers are slightly down, with the weekly rates under 1,500 deliveries in the last couple of weeks, so get stocked up, get involved, and keep the momentum going. Remember, every mug counts, and you may just win a real mug by taking part. Seven more commanders joined the effort in the last couple of weeks, taking the total to 229 pilots, spread across 75 squadrons, and of course, more are always welcome. Naturally, Hutton are blazing away at the head of the squadron leaderboard, delivering a collective tally of over 15,000 deliveries. The Winged Hussars are in second with over 2,000 muggings, and the Paladins are holding third with almost 1,400. Honourable mentions this week go to the Burr Pit, who took 6th, Kesnik from the Fatherhood Pioneers in 9th, and the Buckyball Racers in 11th. Yeah, him, that guy still out in front with over 3,100 mugs and gin delivered, despite having a few days off. Some say that he's taking his mum out to lunch every day this week. However, he's still been chased down by Waller81 and Nem, who have been swapping second place for third all week with over 2,400 deliveries. Commander Mouse 8287 hasn't moved for several weeks, but is fourth with Infinite Dreamer in fifth, only 30 behind. Five commanders have now delivered more than 1,000 mugs. How do we know all this? Well, because it's tracked by the marvel that is the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Too Hot, Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hotmess2. At this rate, we'll have delivered a canister of Hutton mugs and Centauri Megajin to every station in the galaxy by... Well, we aren't really going to speculate on a precise end date as we find more and more stations each week. The list has grown by 26,000 to over 204,000. Apart from the glory alone, there's an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world gravity-assisted Velcro-free mug-preventing Hutton mug that you can fill with tea, gin, or whatever you like as you happily take a Hutton mug to where no Hutton mug has gone before. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in a week will be entered into that week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Yes! Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you'll already be immunised against mods. 14 commanders have accomplished this so far. You can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders list table. And keep listening for this week's winner, which will be announced in the banter bit after the news. How do I join in the fun? I hear you ask. First, you need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, where your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antarius Fusion's arithmetical rodents.
Sanitation of the personal variety is something that some space truckers take very seriously. Of course, there are always a few for whom a daily shower is optional and treat their personal odours as a chemical experiment in personal space protection. But for everyone else, keeping yourself clean and shiny whilst out in the black is very important. The latest development from Remlock Systems strays from their Keeping You Alive in Space technology of recent decades and into the personal grooming for the pilot on the go. Their latest addition to the Super Remlock equipment, not available for sale yet, is the inclusion of a sonic shower, bio-waste recycling feature, razor, aftershave dispenser and fully robotic dental setup. With a simple command, your helmet can snap shut and you can have a quick 3S wash and brush up. There's a wide one with that. The dental cleaning equipment inserts itself into your mouth, crawling around the inside and cleaning every crack and crevice. The razor leaves you with a chin smoother than the hull on an Imperial clipper. And of course, the aftershave dispenser leaves you smelling delicious. Hey, what's all this aftershave? What about some nice perfume? For those who prefer the makeup version, it is a full eyebrow plucker, poker painter, and foundation application pad that can have you looking your best in minutes. The products are not yet on sale after a few abortive early release versions were sent to famous galactic streamers and clips appeared online of things going slightly awry. The Mr. Brushy Dental Kit in one video is seen accidentally deploying, forcing its way into the mouth of a terrified pilot before causing his gag reflex to paint the inside of his helmet green. One uncensored video of the shaving kit looks like a bad Hammer horror film, more reminiscent of the Sweeney Todd than it is one of those Christmas aftershave adverts filled with sexy people and moody lighting. And then there's the Mr. Blushy makeup fitment, which appears to have taken his anatomical accuracy from a Picasso painting. Whilst Hutton Chuckers are all for the latest in whiz-bang gadgetry, the videos are enough to convince us that a quick trip to the facilities at Horton after docking for a shower and a quick spray of Space Link's unisex version is perfectly good enough for now.
Fashion designer and clothier to the stars out amongst the stars, Eddie Lee Wise and Sons, Blues' Daughters, have launched the latest winter clothing range this week. The latest fabrics with embedded nanomaterials are reminiscent of the kind of things about in the 1960s with tie-dyed shirts, or later in the 1980s with thermally reactive garments that change colours when your body temperature shifted. Their version, however, changes colour when stretched, stressed and generally pulled in various directions, for gym bunnies everywhere having their bum blush at the gym when putting in those squats during leg day, or big guns glow red when flexing in front of the mirror. This is the ultimate way to show off your figure. There are, however, a few unintended consequences. Wear one of those fabric shirts in a big Hutton night out with your mates for a Hutton meet and meet dinner, and you'll notice that as they scoff their way through mountains of Kobe beef, their distended bellies change from dark blue to purple to pulsing red. Or, for visitors to Wonders, just one look at some of the acrobatic and energetic looking personal massage services on offer is enough to have your patented collar stretch trousers broadcast your physical reaction in embarrassing ways. There are, however, a few practical issues. Beaches and water worlds have taken to using them for their safety flags, noting the correlation between it being a bit windy out and surfs up or blowing a hoolie, and really wouldn't go in the water. Of course, you could just stick your head outside, and if your hairdo attempts to do an impression of a haystack in seconds, it's probably not an idea to go for a dip, instead of waiting for the wind to stretch the fabric from calm green to panic red. Delivery companies have taken to using the fabric's properties to automatically display the words "really bloody heavy" when bags and sacks are full, which of course is the same thing as when truckers have their dinner, as mentioned a minute or two ago. As Eddie Lee White says when you're going for your measurements, stretch please.
Well, wasn't last week a good week to take a break from the BGS? Wars, pestilence, broken economies, oh, crikey, it's almost like we've gone way back to the 21st century. This week, while still busy on the BGS front, things are a little less fraught, with just a couple of outbreaks, a mere couple of droughts, an infrastructure failure. More on those stories coming up. Bottom of the heap this week, and by some margin, is Barnard Star on 32. However, in breaking news, the infrastructure failure has been lifted and citizens are now both elated and able to go about their business of, well, being mediocre. Currently, an election is drawn at 2-2, which is tying up a third of the influence, so wait until at least the weekend until you try to shift some influence there. Next is Stein 2051 on 37, which is still recovering from the war Hutton won earlier in the week. In a mirror of Barnard Star, an election is tying up a quarter of system influence and being drawn at 2-2. Wait until the weekend before you try to improve matters. Just above Stein 2051 are the other pair of subpar systems this week. Epsilon Indy is suffering from an outbreak and poor little war-weary Avic, a point above it on 38, has a pending outbreak. So, find an easily accessible station selling medicines and get busy eradicating those outbreaks by shipping them in by the T9 load. This could be tricky as Wolf359 is in infrastructure failure and the best of the only other two candidates with decent levels of supply and a mere 18 light years away is Fineman Terminal in Britsomano. But this is a 1355 light second schlep from the jump point. Still, it's better than 115,000 to Buckley City in Mill Deptu. Wolf359, normally our reliable go-to system for all things industrial, is broken. Well, its infrastructure is. So ship in power generators and water purifiers to relieve the brokenness. Ross671, recently on the road to ruin, seems to have had a good look into its bloodshot eyes in the mirror, scraped a hand over its stubble, had a stern word with itself, and has resolved to turn itself around after its recent spectacular decline, and now sits on a respectable 44. We have droughts in two systems, Leuton 145-141, which isn't a problem since it's in the 60s and could do with a little cooling off. The second system is PSPF-LF2, which is more of a problem as it can be a little irritating when piss laps is dry. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have four systems above 60% and we are likely to expand from Haghole, which is lucky since the only non-native, non-controlling faction in a very nice system we've had our eye on for a while are about to lose an election, which will put them right where we want them. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, relieve the outbreaks in Epsilon Indy, then Avic, and then after the weekend, boost Barnard Star and Stein 2051.